There was one last thing you've spoken about, a lot of the lamdas and the korot of Yashan, and I'm just sick of everybody calling it a chumrah, but anyway, that being said, Ari knows all about the Yashan chumrah.
Yeah,
and the smarty thing. Yeah. So let's. I want to wrap up something. I hate to use the word makpid in this context, but if you are makpid on Yashan, okay. If there are a few things that you have to take into consideration, things that are not, you know, people don't necessarily talk about or think about, but it's important to this. I want to talk about first things first when going out to. Other people's houses. Going out, whether it's Shabbat, Chol, Shabbat, I mean, as we spoke about before, even though the Or Letzion seems to say that the suffix fikai is stronger on Shabbat, the Yalkut Yosef takes issue with that and he says, Shabbat doesn't really play a role too much in the validity of the suffix fikai. If it's a valid suffix fikai, so it's also Shayach Bechol, and if it's not, then What is Shabbat changing anything? That's really that. Aval, what I usually like to do, and I get this question all the time, and Baruch Hashem, yeah, what's the matter?
Well, on during the weekday, you have databases on databases of.
I know. But I'm saying, let's say you can't find that. I'm talking about in a situation where you wouldn't be able to find that. If you can find that, now by the way, there's. You know what? I'm not going to go into that right now. But Mikol Makom. Let's put something. There is, by the way, Chidushi Arashba, Maran Tichon Mercha, does bring it down. In Yabia Omer Chileke Yored De'asi Man Gimal, there's Machloket Rishonim, according to the Rashba, Chidushi Arashba and Chulin, I think it was Daf Tzadi Dalet, where the Rashba writes that if you have a valid Safek Sfeka, you are not Chayav Levarir. You know that?
Who says this?
Rashba. Shilanu. Yeah. And meaning, if your Safek Sfeka is Chay V'Kayam, there is no chiyuv to be mevarir further to see if it's mutar, which is a big thing. He brings it over there in the tshuva of Chalak Bet Yosef. He says that when you have a safek sfeka that you can rely on, you don't have to now go and be durish v'chokir. So that would help a lot. Now, we said the safek sfeka by Bet Yosef and the safek sfeka by Chadash / Yashan are very different because most times, the suffix fika that we employ by Bet Yosef is pretty good. Whereas the suffix fika by Chadash Yashan, depending on the time of year, could be tzolea. So we only say that there's no chiyuv levarir according to those Rishonim. By the way, he's not the only one. The Ritba holds the same. He brings a whole list of Rishonim that holds that when you have a valid suffix fika, you don't have to be mevarir. But that's only if you have a suffix fika. If you don't have a suffix fika, bevadai bevadai, you have to be mevarir. And if you can't be mevarir, and you don't have a good safek sfeka, where does that leave you?
So, just one second.
Safek isur. So you have to abstain. Yeah.
Sorry, a little random, but the opinions that have one safek that ruin chutz la'aretz, get that opinion, they're arguing, it's the same machloket as the Gemara goes on to Achor.
No. Who we paskin like? Who we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer or the Chachamim? That's a big shift. Yeah.
Do we have a safek sfeka or not?
No.
You don't have a safek sfeka.
Usually not. Depending on the product. Yeah. Depending on... So that's exactly where I would... where I'm going. You walk into somebody's house for a Shabbat meal or a Yom Tov meal or whatever, and they are not a Yashan family. Very, very common occurrence. Now, what do you do? How do you navigate? It happens. What do you do? So first things first, I'm going to show you. First thing you have to do is scan. Scan the menu. Meaning, mental scan, you look around and you have to identify the problem areas. Okay, obviously the problem areas are Chamishat Min HaDagah. But then there are other areas as well. Let's put that on the side for a second. Chamishat Min HaDagah. What do you have? First, you have to process of elimination. What do you have in a given Shabbat meal? Talk to me about, right, the challah or pita, whatever.
Croutons.
Croutons.
Desserts.
You can, desserts, big time.
Noodles,
okay.
Noodles
in the soup you have. You have gefilte fish many times has stuff, breadcrumbs or
not
stuff.
Rice.
Huh?
Not rice.
No, rice is not. Gefilte fish, if you look
now.
Huh? Mixed in. No, it doesn't matter. It's not. It's certainly not batil.
Same thing in the standard packages. You usually just buy it from, they'll just buy it from the store.
Store bought gefilte fish, like Unger's, A&B, all these chevra. they, most of them, if not all, contain wheat in them. You look in the ingredients, most of them, if not all, are also yashan.
It's
like,
thicker,
by the way.
It's a thickener, though, there.
Huh?
It's a thickener there.
Like, true, but it's still not batel. It's not it's not batel. It's there for tam. It's for sure there for tam. Now, some people make, if it's homemade gefilte fish, yesh v'yesh. But I'm saying, you know, that's, if you're Persian, you don't have a problem because they're not gefilte fishing anything. Right? That's
sure.
Yeah. Anyway.
Fish, that's
No, do Persians have any fish on Shabbat?
No, but fish,
we have a very strong...
Huh?
We copy the Moroccans.
No, but I'm saying, I did research. There's no Persian, like
Persian fish.
Yeah, I did some research. They don't have any, like, cultural fish dishes. Right? It's like, it wasn't a thing. Okay, good call. Moroccans had a lot of fish because they're surrounded by water and all, you know, whatever. Anyway, Mikol Makom, listen carefully. Shomel?
Shomel.
You start making a mental list. If it's store-bought, now again, it also depends. You have to, this is less halacha, more judgment call. Know your host, okay? And know your connection to the host. How comfortable are you to ask questions? Sometimes, if you can do your research before, if you can do your homework before, matov manayim. Now, how comfortable are you to ask them, oh, by the way, I'm coming over, can you yashan it, the Shabbos? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And even if not, when you come there, how comfortable are you? Do you mind? How comfortable are you to ask questions about what is and what is not yashan? Sometimes it's just not shayach. It's a random meal. Somebody puts you up in some random house, whatever, and you are so not going to ask questions right now. It's very embarrassing, and you
even
don't.
If the person is stark.
Huh?
Even if the person they put you up by is stark.
Even if the person, yeah, there are stark people who don't keep yashan. That's, yeah, fact of life. Yes, it happens. Believe it or not. Huh? Stark but chilled, right? That was the. Is that me?
I'm from the chilled.
Huh?
Who's, can you say by definition the chilled keep yashan
on
stark?
No. Stop. No, come on. There's plenty.
That was a great question.
What are you going to say? The Bach and the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, all the Mekilim? Yes.
You got to use that
fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. Yes, so you have to. So now, if you're able to ask questions, most store-bought challah is yashan. If it's Haimish. Meaning if it's Haimish brand, most of them, most Haimish bakeries today, just like they're makpid on Pas Yisrael, they're also makpid on yashan. I'm not talking about other products. People make this mistake all the time. They think that any Haimish brand of any product, just like it's Pas Yisrael, is automatically yashan. Wrong. That is fake news. Absolutely not true. You have to do, because you should know, Hasidim by default, they do not keep yashan. They're super makpin on Pas Yisrael, but they don't keep yashan. So it doesn't work like that. You have to check. Okay, and many times the Haimish, you know, they won't be yashan, huh?
Why do they not keep yashan if it's a mitzvah in the Torah?
No.
Is that big of a question? Wow.
Yeah. Listen to Bri. Yeah. There's
part one.
Yeah.
It's on a chat.
Baal Shem Tov. Anyway, so that's that. Now, next thing, Rabotai. So challah in general, challahs, pita, whatever. In general, if it's Haimish and store bought, in general, you're okay. I'm not going to say 100%, but I would say ruba de ruba. You don't have to ask. I would say the suffix fika applies to that. It's enough of a tad to create a suffix fika. Okay. Huh?
What's getter of Haimish?
Haimish?
Jewish. Anything Jewish.
Any challah Haimish?
Like, you know, all these... All these chevre, you know.
Any Jewish.
Sterns, zamiks. Well, zamiks are omelets. But, you know, if zamiks were to make water challah, which I don't know if they even do. Huh? Yeah. I don't even... All these chevre, they're the Haimish. That's Haimish. Anyway.
If there's a Hebrew hechsher on there...
What do you mean Hebrew?
It's like the Hechsher, it's like Hebrew letters in the Hechsher.
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't know exactly.
Muslim Shani.
I'm saying like it
means therefore maybe it's from Israel.
If it came from Israel, that's a different story. But you're not getting fresh challah and stuff from Israel.
No, but I'm saying in general.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of times.
No one's getting challah or pita or stuff from Israel. It's not happening. Huh?
Bisli.
Bisli b'midah.
A lot of times it's a Hechsher I don't recognize, but it's just Hebrew letters there next to the Hechsher.
No, Hebrew, don't fall for the Hebrew letter trap. Read it. You know what I'm saying? You know how to read Hebrew. So read it. Now, as follows. That's that. Pasta, depending on the situation, depending on the, you know, pastas, noodles, if you have all sorts of noodle kugels and stuff like that, could really be an issue. If you don't know, I would say to abstain. Not necessarily would you have a suffix fika? Stay away.
And if the host pushes you?
Huh?
And if the host pushes you?
Sure on your plate.
You don't. Well, again, you don't have to be ashamed. You can say I'm makpid on yashan, and I don't really know the status of this, so I'm gonna pass.
Makpid on yashan.
Just tell them I'm makpid. Yeah. Okay, just say make it about you. I'm makpid on yashan. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So say that. Now, what else do we have to deal with in private houses? Desserts. It really very much depends on now. Oh, we didn't speak about homemade challah. Homemade challah, you have to use flour. Flours are a dime a dozen. Depending on the company, there are a bunch of companies, Heimish brands of flour, Hecker's flour, those are considered winter wheat and yashan all year long. So if you wanted to do a little bit more research with the Baal HaBayit and say, now, there are other ones that have codes, that have cutoffs. Gold medal, King Arthur, don't ask me why I know this stuff, but like, those are not necessarily always yashan. So depending on what they use, and if they're making homemade, now again, same thing for desserts. If they're getting store-bought Heimish desserts, so you have the same suffix fika going on. If they're making homemade desserts using that kind of flour or Duncan Hines is potluck, people. It also has codes. Can be very well be chadash.
What are like some key foods like that are usually at tables that we always go for?
Go for meaning, okay?
Yeah.
Heimish challahs and Heimish desserts.
Nothing else? What are some definite do's and some definite don'ts?
Definite don'ts. Pastas, if you don't know. Pastas or noodles. Croutons. By the way, most croutons, if it's soup croutons and stuff like that, they're usually made in Israel. Osim. Yashan. Yeah. The salad croutons. Many of them are made by Haimish companies, and they're actually makpin on yashan. So you would have a suffix fika over there also. Huh? Yeah.
That's
okay. So, you know, these are things that you can... you have to make. I know it's not kishmak when you go to a person's house and you have to start mentally scanning them down. But you know this is part of being a holistic Jew, right? It's absolutely transformative when you live life as a holistic Torah Jew. Two very big words, huh? Yeah, that's right. I used two of the Rashiva's like favorite words in the same sentence, which is and transformative, right? Yeah. Now, what are you saying?
What about couscous and tabbouleh?
Couscous, it really like real couscous. Many times the couscouses come from Israel, so if they're Israeli brands, so once again they'll be yashan. I would say yes, suffix vika. I would say many of them are, huh?
Any Israeli products is all yashan.
All Israeli products with a normal heksher will always be yashan, even a rabbanut.
Even a rabbanut.
Yeah.
Rabbi Tel Aviv included.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
What Rabbi is saying for the bread and desserts.
Yeah.
So is it a suffix to say which flour did they use? Maybe they use heker, maybe they use the osama, or do you have to ask? I mean, it's a suffix fika.
Lechaora, you'd still have a suffix fika, even if you don't know. If you can't be mevar the flour that they're using, there's so much regular flour that's always winter wheat on the market that if you're not asking. I would consider it a suffix fika.
Really? That's a big heter.
That's a big heter to consume homemade challah and homemade desserts. But not Duncan Hines and stuff. I'm talking about flour. Huh?
One with the crackers, with the herring and the chopped liver.
What, like quichos?
Yeah.
It's hard. Tam-tams are yashan.
Right, but certain other ones are not.
Hard to tell. I would not. I would avoid that.
I heard everything in Lakewood is yashan. Is that true?
Absolutely not.
You can't have like a speck.
In restaurants, I don't know, but certainly in supermarkets, whatever, that's absolute shekid v'chazav. They sell none. You want to be makpid, so you do your thing. But in Lakewood supermarkets, you better believe. Huh? Restaurants, I don't know. I'm not. If KCL, I don't know if they're makpid on yashan in every
year. They are.
Okay. But in supermarkets, bevadai shelo.
That's possible.
Yeah. No, that means they're not selling Cheerios. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay, so Lamaisa, from his question.
Yeah.
Let's say there's cookies in the hefker room over here, homemade.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could eat them.
Again, that you can track that if you can't track down the mafkir.
I have no idea who it is. I just see them there, hefker cookies, and they always write pasi sra, whatever.
If they're writing pasi sra, not yashan, then you should.
Again, I wouldn't. Over there, there's less room to do it. By a Shabbos meal, you're at a Shabbos meal. You know what I'm saying? By the hefker room. So, you know, eat something else. You know what I'm saying? I know. I get. I was once a bacher too, and I get the scavenging from the hefker table. I get it. I know what it's like. But you don't need to. So why? Why yes? You know what I'm saying? Lo tzarich. There's a vending machine upstairs. I think they're, I don't know if they're fully stocked, but there are yashin zachen upstairs. My kids always ask me to come to Lander so they can buy stuff from the vending machine.
Your kids?
Yeah.
They come?
I don't know. They think it's fun. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, b'kitzur, that's that. I want to bring something else to your attention that is could be a michshul for those who are makpid on yashin. Okay? Eitan's laughing because he... What was the most wrong word in that sentence? Right. Anyway, b'kitzur, so now as follows. You go to a place and you ask them, are you yashan? Now, I want you to listen very carefully. In many kashruyot, if there's a yashan denomination attached to the establishment, yashan means exclusively yashan. Okay? Not, we do have Yashan products available upon request. In many kashriyot, Yashan means fully Yashan, that if you're makpid, feel free to eat here. There are other kashriyot where it doesn't mean that. Okay, meaning, the pizza will be Yashan, but the calzones will not. The calzones will be Yashan, but not the fries, and these cookies will be, I know I'm thinking in my head, a specific establishment where they say, their bakery, and they say X, Y, and Z are Yashan, but, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G are not. What's the halacha in such places? Now, you might think, hey, I'm getting this, you know, I'm getting this product, Akol Beseder. Listen very carefully. Now, if, let's say, I'm giving examples now, I'm not talking about any specific kashrut, I'm just giving an example, okay? I am ordering a burger, and the buns are yashan. Okay, you know they're not making buns there, in a burger place. Yeah? So now, but their fries are not.
How can fries not be yashan? Potatoes.
Coating, right? The coating, they have all sorts of seasoning on it, with flour. Anyway, that's a very, spicy fries are major, major Yashan pitfall. For those who are makpid, spicy fries can be a disaster. But we'll get back to that in a second. Huh? No, not yet. But you order a burger, the buns are yashan because it comes from one of the Haimish whatever. The fact that the fries are not doesn't bother me. Why? Because the meat's okay, the buns are okay. Akol beseder. Where do I start getting more into issues when there's a cross-contamination, tam and bliot issue? Meaning?
Chicken fingers.
Oh. I order fries. Now, over here, their spicy fries aren't yashan. But maybe their breadcrumbs are. But they fry the schnitzel in the same oil, or they fry regular fries in the same oil that they do non-yashan products. Or in a pizza store, their pizza's yashan, but their mozzarella sticks are not. So they're frying. So I'm ordering pizza, which is okay. And I'm ordering fries. But the fries are fried in the same fryer as the mozzarella sticks, which are not. Now, what, depending on how old they are, is there even a suffix fika on the mozzarella sticks? I don't even know. But let's assume for a second the mozzarella sticks are chadash. Okay? That's a problem of bliot. That's a problem of netinat ta'am shel isur. And if you're makbid on yashan, you can't have the fries, you can't, because they do it in the same thing. Or, another thing. That's in a fryer. One second, just let me finish the thing. The example before about the bakery that tells you X, Y, and Z are yashan, but A, B, C, D, E, F, G are not. They're baked in the same oven during on the same day, sometimes even at the same time. That is called, if they're being baked in the oven at the same time, although it's not in a fryer, there's ze'ah, there's a machloket, Maran Zichron Bracha brings down. In Yabia Omer, Chelek Zayin, Yored De'ah, Siman Yud Bet, he writes over there that there's a machloket rishonim, whether or not ta'am, we know there's ze'ah, yeah? For those of you learning Yored De'ah, you'll learn a lot about ze'ah. In sima, Yored De'ah, sima, ze'ah?
Sweat.
Well, not
steam.
It's sweat, or it, not really sweat, it's more of a vapor. Precipitation. So you learn a lot about that in siman, tzadi alef, tzadi bet, chock full of ze'ah. Now, all of the examples that Maran and Rama bring about Ze'ah are by liquid foods. Obviously, liquid, when you heat up a liquid, it...
Evaporates.
It evaporates, creates a vapor, creates condensation. The question is, do foods do the same thing? Huge machloket rishonim. Da'at Aram, da'at Rashba, v'chen halacha lema'aseh, we hold la'alacha that yesh ze'ah be'ochalim. We hold that foods also produce some sort of ze'ah, some sort of vapor, not only re'ach. So if you are baking in the same oven at the same time, foods which are and foods which are not yashan, what's going on?
The non-yashan becomes non-yashan anymore.
And even if it's not at the same time, if it's in the same oven, we know that there's bli'ot, and how long we've spoken about this, that the Mishneh Berurah and Kafahayim Tziman Taf Petet, Les Saif, they both speak about how long in general, netinat ta'am isur. How long does it stay in that, that's bedi'avad? Lecha techila, it stays like that forever until you kasher it. Correct? If you have nevela, that was noten ta'am in a kedira. When's the next time you can use it? You can't use it lechatchila after 24 hours. You still have to kasher. Right, you have to kasher. Luckily... Where? It's not true. It could still be no tintam for the next 24 hours.
So now, the ovens are constantly running. Why would it be no tintam with gum?
Why would it? Yes, be?
Next day.
It's not necessary.
It's constantly running.
Not 24 hours. First of all, there's... Ria Lavan, who holds that there's Pigimat Laila, right? Pigimat Laila is also another tzeruf, which Ria Lavan in Siman Yefe Meod. Now he says Bet Yosef in Siman Tzadik Gimel. Mi shelo lomed Bet Yosef,
who misken
Yefe Meod. So now, so that being said, you have to understand that within the same 24 hours, it's not being kashered and still giving off ta'am shel isur. If you're considering Chadosh to be Isur, so if that's the case, Rabotai, now, it doesn't help me, in, for instance, in a bakery setting, whatever, he's telling me, oh, by the way, this bread is Yashon, Shkoyech, but what else do you have? Cross-contamination from flour, and even if not, you have Ze'ah, you have Ta'am, you have many other things that are happening over there, such that it wouldn't help you. The Mishneh Berurah and the Kafachayim come and save the day by saying, that let's say a person baked something that's Chadash Bechutz La'aretz, which there's te'amim lehatir, we hold that yesh lachmir bazin. But how long do you have to wait? Me'et le'et, and then you don't have to kasher, because once it's after me'et le'et, it's already tam pagumido, right? Tamid rabbanan, you're able to be somech on the other shittot who say that it's mutar afilu belo echshir. Okay, but what if it's going on within the same 24 hours? Zebaya? So, if you go into an establishment that is not, that has yashan products, but is not exclusively yashan, you have to be on the lookout, thinking to yourself, hey, there may be a lot of bli'ot issues going on and you have to do your homework. That's why I always tell stores, don't be half-baked yashan, no pun intended. You know what I'm saying? You're either yashan or you're not, because otherwise, you're always flipping back and forth. The fries are, but this is not, and this is fried in the same thing as this, and then falafel. You go to, oh, falafel, what could be wrong with that? They're frying it in the same oil as the spicy fries, and now your falafel is chadash. Ma asit achshav?
Can we believe the mashkiach? After the first time we ask them, we have to interrogate them.
Sometimes they don't know. You ask them, oh, is this yashan? And they say yeah, and you say, oh, about the spicy fries? And they're like, oh, no.
You say, let me check. They say it's yashan.
Interrogate is a very harsh word. I wouldn't say interrogate. I would say
prod
and ask pointed, specific questions that leave no room for error.
Okay, specific food, you mean? Is this food yashan?
Direct questions.
This food might not be, but the oil might.
If you go ask him, like, are you yashan? So that question can be understood maybe, you know. Yeah, do you have that? That's not the question you should be asking. The question you should be asking if you are makpid is everything yashan? And if not, do we have cross-contamination issues which would make it an issue for me? No, be an educated consumer, you know what I'm saying? Nobody ever goes to buy a car, to buy a house, or whatever. You go to the lot, and he says, oh, this is a great car. Yeah, sure, I'll take it. No problem. No Carfax, no nothing. It doesn't work like that, right? That's not... You have to be educated. And when you're educated, you ask pointed questions. That's the way it works. Yeah? Seif Katan, Yutet, If it, okay.
If you hold like that, would that be a problem with the fryer?
Yes, because the oil is still there. The oil is considered a botai. There is a machloket poskim. We hold that oil is considered not just a netinat ta'am. Oil is etzem ha'isur. Because the isur is nivla into the oil.
So it yes. never goes away.
For, huh? Oil it will never go away until you switch the oil.
If it's nivla, then it's tamisur.
It's tamisur, yeah.
Is it also for basaf?
So it's not just nat bar nat. The oil itself becomes chatichat isur. If it's an isur that you fry. You fry nevela in oil. The oil becomes chatichat nevela. Yeah.
Is that also the case for basach wechalav?
Huh?
Is that also the case for basach wechalav?
Yes. Okay. Min chatam rabotai will continue. Sorry, Arya. Yeah.